Governor Andrew Cuomo begins his third term in office January 1st with a planned address on Ellis Island, the site of major immigration to the United States during the 20th century. Our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports that the governor's next years in office will likely be spent seeking a more progressive agenda than he has in the past.
In 2018, the more left-leaning members of New York's Democratic Party were discontent with the slow pace of action in Albany on issues they favored, like strengthening abortion rights and legalizing marijuana. Cuomo, running for re-election for a second time, faced a primary challenge from the progressive education advocate and actor Cynthia Nixon. Cuomo beat Nixon by a 2-1 margin in the September primary, but 6 of 8 members of a group of breakaway Democratic senators were defeated. The Independent Democratic Conference, or the IDC, had helped Republicans stay in power in the Senate. Cuomo, for years, had tacitly supported the IDC until he engineered a reunification between the breakaway faction and the rest of the Senate Democrats last spring.
Thank you very, very much.
When Cuomo laid out his 2019 priorities in a speech in late December, he took liberal icon and former New York Governor Franklin Delano Roosevelt as his model, and he said his agenda would answer FDR's Four Freedoms speech, which includes freedom from fear and want. Cuomo listed many items backed by the left of his party, including a fast track for allowing recreational marijuana for adults.
And let's legalize the adult use of recreational marijuana once and for all.
Cuomo, in his first term in office back in 2011, was fiscally conservative. He convinced the legislature to adopt a property tax cap, and he feuded with public worker unions over a plan to lower their benefits. The governor, in his outline for his priorities for next year, still retains some of those views. He says he wants to extend a temporary income tax surcharge on millionaires when it expires at the end of 2019 and keep the property tax cap.
We must maintain our millionaires' tax, also make permanent our 2% cap on the regressive local property taxes, something that FDR fought against for decades.
Ron Deutsch, with the union-funded think tank Fiscal Policy Institute, says Cuomo will not be able to afford all of the proposals he named in his speech, though, if he does not expand taxes on the wealthy and add additional higher brackets for those making over $5 million and more than $10 million a year. And Deutsch says he disagrees with Cuomo's assertion that FDR would agree with the governor's tax policies.
I don't think continuing the millionaire's tax will raise enough revenue to address a lot of the things that the governor talked about yesterday. Certainly he talked about a freedom from want, and there is a good deal of want in this state right now, especially in terms of the number of homes. You know, we have over 89,000 homeless individuals in this state, 3 million people living under the poverty level.
Democratic political consultant and SUNY Albany professor Bruce Jory says Cuomo is smart to strive for what he calls political balance. He says the governor's mix of progressive social items and financial caution on taxes and spending helps him hold on to moderates in his party as well as independent voters in New York.
The governor gave Democrats the best of both worlds.
Jory says Cuomo's policies remind him not of FDR, but of another well-known former governor.
I've always thought of him as almost like the middle class version of Nelson Rockefeller. And Nelson Rockefeller governed from the center out and was an enormously successful and productive governor.
FDR, of course, went on to win the presidency and was reelected 3 times. Nelson Rockefeller was appointed vice president by President Gerald Ford. But though Cuomo has been named in national lists of potential 2020 presidential candidates, the governor continues to say that he has no plans to seek that office and is satisfied with running New York for the next 4 years. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.